things a new pope shouldn't say in his first public speech.
I only wish that Hitler could have been alive to see this moment. I can't think of a finer way to spend the last 6 months of my life.
The second topic is books heading straight for the remainder bin.
Paul Gascoigne's Sudoku. John Leslie's pop-up autobiography.
Slogans the Tory party should have used in the election.
There's a Muslim paedophile living under your child's bed. Vote Conservative.
Okay. Unsettling things to hear in the White House.
Who's the president here, me or you? It's me.
Shit! Discarded titles for the next Harry Potter book.
Harry Potter is thrown in jail for wearing a hood. Harry Potter and the child actor's inevitable mental breakdown.
Things you shouldn't say to the Queen on being given your honour.
Ma'am, you have no idea how much pussy this is going to get me.
Bad ways to start a party political broadcast.
My fellow paedophiles.
Things you'd never hear a French person say.
Of course, it looked hopeless, but we kept fighting. I've just bought a wonderful little holiday home in the south of Birmingham.
What the voices in Tony Blair's head are saying.
Keep smiling, have Gordon killed. Keep smiling, have Gordon killed.
Things a Wimbledon commentator would never say.
All this grunting is giving me the horn.
TV shows that never made it to air.
Hi, I'm Bill Oddie, and this is Badger Cull Live. Terrorists say the funniest things.
Unlikely lines for the Queen to include in her annual message.
Some of my best friends are black. Ashton Schnitzelhans, mein Gruppen Führer! Charles, you'll have to prize my crown out of my cold, dead hand.
Bad things to say on stage at Live 8.
They've put a lovely spread on backstage. Lobster, caviar.
What the voices in Prince Charles's head are saying.
Charles, this is the plants. You've betrayed us again. We're going to kill your new wife, too. Kill a swan, they can't touch you for it. So what if she's your mother? Just press the pillow over her face and count to 100.
Very good. Inappropriate things to say on winning Wimbledon.
I just got a blowjob in the dressing room from a womble.
The wrong things to say on your first day in the army.
When they said it was going to be just like the movies, I didn't realise they meant Brokeback Mountain.
Bad things for the England manager to be caught saying.
Wayne Rooney may be ugly, but when he holds me in his arms, I feel safe.
Ill-advised things for a Lib Dem leadership candidate to say.
Sorry I'm late, I had trouble finding a vein.
Cliffhanger lines from a political soap opera.
I'm John F. Kennedy. I've been in the shower. Did I miss anything? The irony won't be lost on you here, President Schwarzenegger. I'm from the future, and I'm here to stop you from destroying the world.
Things George Galloway would never say.
No comment. I'm very famous in the Muslim world for being an arse.
Words you'd never hear from a newsreader.
Welcome to Channel 5 News, thickos. OK, they may have acquitted him, but he certainly looked like a paedophile. In this next report, Jerry Adams is voiced by an actor, Samuel L. Jackson. I'll tell you about the priest process, mother.
Bad things to say at Prime Minister's question time.
Prime Minister, could you look interested while I bring up some boring shit about my constituency? We've got two more poofs than you. Prime Minister, my first is in pee, but not in canoe. What am I?
Unlikely things to hear at the Oscars.
Unfortunately, King Kong can't be with us tonight, but... As a gay cowboy, I think I know where I'll be putting this little fella.
You're gonna leave it there? Unlikely things for a Winter Olympics commentator to say.
Points off the Danish team for exploding. The upturned bobsleigh providing a fitting coffin.
What you don't want to hear in an NHS hospital.
Can you go for a shit so the surgeon can get his car keys back? The face transplant's gone well. I think you look better as a black man. Now, you're sure you had legs when you came in?
The next topic is commercials that never made it to air.
Come home to a real fire. Visit the Danish embassy. Use Vanish, like me, Saul Campbell. Dry skin, itchy, flaking scalp. You disgust me.
Let's leave it at that. What you don't want to hear a Prime Minister say.
Gordon, I've discovered how to make myself immortal. Get me an 18-inch knife and a hand grenade. I'm sorting this Iraq shit out.
Unsettling things to hear from the cockpit of a plane.
We're about to experience a little bit of turbulence and then a lot of falling. Help me with my seatbelt, Abu. I can't do it with this damn hook. If you look out over the right wing, you'll see the burning remains of the left wing.
Our next topic is bad Valentine cards to receive.
I will be as faithful to you as any dog, and come when you whistle.
What not to say on receiving a Winter Olympics medal.
I hate my national anthem. Could you play Love on the Rocks? Could you just hang the medal off my neck brace? The goal of women's curling. This will take pride of place in the office that I clean.
Improbable things for Osama bin Laden to say in his tapes.
I've just seen the funniest cartoon. Hello, Google Maps.
Unlikely things for a TV announcer to say.
We interrupt tonight's showing of The Sixth Sense with some breaking news. Bruce Willis is a ghost. Tonight's episode of Songs of Praise contains strong language and scenes of a sexual nature.
Exam questions that were rejected.
All PE teachers are paedophiles. Discuss. Spell Mississippi without looking at how we've spelt it in the question. Check the box A, B or C to receive the grade A, B or C. If I add 1/8 to 1/16, how stoned will I be?
Famous last words.
Stingrays love foreplay. I'll bet you I can jump that ticket barrier. The funny thing is, the closer it gets, the more it looks like a piano. Of course, it's not a poisonous snake. What would a poisonous snake be doing on a plane.
Okay.
Rejected first lines for the new Harry Potter book.
Harry thought of his magical adventures very differently now that he'd been diagnosed as a schizophrenic. Finishing in the cafeteria, Harry and Ron turned their wands on themselves. Something about the spell must have gone wrong, because one of Harry's testicles had turned into a scorpion. Show us where Dumbledore touched you, said the judge. Show us on the doll.
Unhelpful things to say in a crisis.
Kumbaya, my lord. I know you're a hijacker, but I ordered a vegetarian meal. Women and children first, then I'll shag the men and the animals.
Ill-advised things to say in court.
So, to summarise, there's no evidence, but he does look a bit rapey. I would like to present my own defence through the medium of dance. And I put it to you, my lad, that that child is sexy. I was performing the Heimlich manoeuvre and it sort of turned into the wheelbarrow position. There is a precedent for this. I refer, Your Honour, to episode 10 of L.A. Law.
Things a sports commentator would never say.
Like a lot of people watching this Olympics, I'm wondering why black people don't just take over the earth. I can't be the only person to wonder what it would be like to shag this gymnast. Just reading through the names of this Chinese team is making me feel hungry. This woman isn't just a world-class curler, she's also a model.
Commercials that never made it to air.
Because some nights are best forgotten. Rohypnol. By the year 2020, we shall rule the earth. Tesco, every little helps. Clear all your debts with one easy payment. Buy a shotgun and blow your head off.
Inappropriate act for the Royal Variety performance.
Stephen Hawking unplugged. As a treat for the Duke of Edinburgh, the black and white minstrels sing the speeches of Hitler.
Lines that you'd never hear in a Bond film.
Ingenious Q. It's a bomb, but it's also a rucksack. Everything's ready for your mission, Bond. All you need to do is fill in this health and safety risk assessment. You're very good at poker, but let's see how you do on the fruit machines. I'll have an egg roll, scrambled, not boiled. It's not just a baseball bat, Bond. It's a baseball bat with a nail through it. We'd better slow down. There are speed cameras.
TV shows that never made it to air.
The boy whose arms and arse and head fell off. And now the magic of Britain's parks at night as Bill Oddie presents Gay Watch. Welcome to Blind Date with me, Stevie Wonder.
Bad things to say when leading troops into battle.
Soon you'll be at home with your families, in a jar on the mantelpiece. Our best hope is that the enemy kills so many of us, they become slightly depressed. This next mission will be led by Michael Moore, seeing as he knows so fucking much.
Unlikely things to hear on Blue Peter.
Today we'll show you how to make an ashtray using the shell of a dead tortoise. When we say the vandals have killed the goldfish, we mean they've shat in the pond. With a couple of batteries and a toilet roll holder, you can make a fantastic Mother's Day vibrator.
Things you wouldn't hear on a driving test.
When I slap the dashboard with my forehead, I'd like you to crawl out of the wreckage and fetch help. You made one mistake, sir. A Pine air freshener doesn't cover up the smell of a dead hitchhiker. If I fail, can I still keep driving my taxi? On my signal, I'd like you to mount the pavement and kill my ex-wife.
What the Queen didn't say in her Christmas message.
It's been good to spend some time with my family. And Harry. I've had a few medical problems this year. I'm now so old that my pussy is haunted.
Unlikely lines to find in the Bible.
A man who lies with another man should be stoned. It helps, that's all I'm saying. And on the eighth day, God created a magic talking leopard and forgot all about us. St. Paul's third epistle to the Corinthians. Dear Corinthians, I've written to you twice now. No reply. I don't know how you do things in Corinth, but where I'm from, that's a bit rude.
Bad things for a teacher to say.
Are you chewing, boy? This is the worst blowjob I've had all day. It turns out you're not dyslexic, you're just really, really stupid.
Rejected lines from movies.
Milk, bread, rich tea biscuits. Are you sure this is the right list, Mr. Schindler? A census taker tried to test me once. I ate his liver with some fish fingers and a bottle of Jacob's Creek. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. But thank you for phoning the BT helpline.
Unlikely excerpts from a nature documentary.
This beautiful hummingbird is no match for my squash racket. Penguin with his head trapped in a beer can. Tragic and yet somehow hilarious. Out of the water climbs a majestic otter who turns... Oh, no, it's a dog. I'm the ghost of Steve Irwin, and welcome to Animals Kill the Daftest Bastards.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. What a TV chef would never say.
If you're wondering how to get the perfect skin on your parsnips, then you're mental. Tonight on Russian Cookery, cyanide, polonium, and a crab stuffed with explosives.
Bad thing to say at the opening of the new Wembley Stadium.
Due to a double booking, England's first match is against Simply Red. And all for the same price as building a rope ladder between the Earth and Jupiter. And who knows, maybe here, one day, with the right linesman, England can cheat their way to another World Cup. Cost £100 million to demolish Wembley. If you'd had your last game against Scotland, we'd have done it for nothing.
Unlikely things to hear on Comic Relief.
Remember, tonight isn't all about comedy. Here's Ben Elton. If we remove all these villagers' cataracts, one day they might be able to make our shoes. And remember, 20% of everything you give goes directly to a grinning warlord wearing a necklace of human finger bones. Later, Dawn French will be climbing into a bath of beans. Not for charity, it's her supper.
The worst thing your new neighbour could say.
What day do the bins go out round here? My wife's body's starting to stink.
My wife and I are nudists and have been for the past 70 years. It's simple. Your dog and I are in love.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Unlikely things to hear at Wimbledon.
New balls developing on both the Williams sisters. A dog has run onto the court and it's beaten Tim Henman. There's no strawberries left, you'll have to have chips. As the Scottish man holds the Wimbledon trophy aloft, the earth opens and swallows him whole.
What a newsreader would never say.
The football scores now, so you might want to look away if you're a woman or a gay. Just watching that press conference, I wouldn't be surprised if it was her stepfather that did it. Press the red button now to operate the vibrating donuts I've placed in my trousers. Please. If you've taped that earthquake to enjoy later and don't want to know how many died, look away now. News just in. I'm HIV positive.
The worst thing to hear over a tannoy system.
The train to Nottingham will arrive in 5 minutes, which is a pity because this is Tesco. The plane's about to land in Glasgow. Passengers are reminded to set their watches back 25 years.
Unlikely lines from the final Harry Potter book. Oh.
Harry had always thought that he'd meet his death at the hands of Voldemort, so imagine his surprise when the doctors told him that he was HIV positive. It was a magic mirror that showed the future, and in it, Harry seemed to be a 30-year-old actor appearing in something called The Bell. As the old man stood in front of him in his robes, clutching his wand, Harry regretted transferring to Catholic school.
Unlikely lines to hear in an episode of Doctor Who.
Between series, I paint the TARDIS red and sell coffee. Looks like we've materialised in the 19th century. Oh, no, it's Glasgow 2007. I'm here to save the Earth, but as a doctor, I won't be working evenings or weekends. Welcome to my Dalek poetry reading! This one is called Daffodils! Exterminate daffodils!
Bad ways for Gordon Brown to address the nation.
This isn't my sporran. It's Hazel Blair's asking for a promotion. You thought Tony Blair was a Watch this. In these troubled times between our nations, I feel I need to reach out to President Putin and say, I have shagged your mother. Citizens of New Atlantis, I bring greetings from our brothers, the Crabmen.
Unlikely lines to hear on a science programme.
After working on the equation for 30 years, Professor Stevens made an incredible discovery. His wife had left him and he'd wasted his life. Which is faster, a dog or a crossbow bolt? And that is how we can prove that aluminium is gay. And as the mighty lion shakes the life out of this tiny gazelle, I feel strangely horny.
Questions omitted from the British citizenship test.
Do you ever look at the ingredients on Ready, Steady, Cook and think, I could make a bomb out of that? On this map of Britain, can you point to where Gloucester used to be?
The worst thing to hear on holiday.
Many of you in this safari will be wondering why I'm sprinkling you with a barbecue sauce. In the event of the cabin decompressing, oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling and dangle in front of your blue dead faces. There's a bar in the swimming pool after yesterday's riot. Both of you, welcome to Scotland.
Unlikely lines to hear in a TV show.
So get dialing, because remember, those phone lines close at midnight. Yesterday. Hello and welcome to Mock the Week After Dark. I'm Dara O'Brien, and this is my penis. And now over to Kate Humble, who's going to kick the face off a badger. On this week's Time Team, Tony Robinson goes round to Fred West's old house.
Weird things to see on a road sign.
Stop. Hammer time. Help me, I'm trapped in a sign-making factory. No left turn, no right turn, no entry, no reversing. Get out of the car and put your hands on your head. Do it! Sharp left turn ahead. Careful, ladies. Warning, little chef, 1 mile.
Unlikely things to hear in the House of Lords.
Would anyone like to swap a packet of Space Raiders for some Dairy Lee Dunkables? I want to recriminalize homosexuality so that I can feel dirty when I do it. I am the Lord of the Dance. As a life peer, I would like to tender my resignation.
Bad things to hear on an airplane.
In the event of the cabin decompressing, oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling and untangling them will annoy you before you die. That's the first cloud I've ever seen with a ski lift on it. Louisa and her in-flight team will be looking after you today, and your hijacker's name is Ibrahim. This is a no-smoking flight, although do feel free to join me in the cockpit where we've opened a window.
The worst person to be married to.
Brace yourself, Agnes. It's that time of year again. When I said I was a positive person, I meant HIV. You want me to put my ding-a-ling into your fairy cave? Are you mad, woman? He sleeps in the bed with us, OK? Don't make me choose between you and the wolf.
Things an athletics commentator would never say.
There's a white man in the final of the 100 metres. Good luck with that. And in this final of the women's gymnastics, I've been nailed to my chair for my own good. Tragedy in the water polo, as most of the horses drown. And in the slow motion replay, you can quite clearly see his cock swinging from side to side.
The worst thing to say when running for US president.
I intend to withdraw from Iraq, invade some real pussies like Spain. I will never forget the terrible events of 9/12. There are no skeletons in my closet, just a black latex dildo suit. I have a magnificent war record. It's Pipes of Peace by Paul McCartney.
Unlikely small ads.
Erectile problems. Ha, 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 ha. Would you like no strings attached sex? Contact my whore of an ex-wife. Dog available to Good Home. Free prawn crackers with every delivery. Bored. lonely, depressed. Meet like-minded people at salsa dancing.
Excerpts from DVDs I wouldn't sell.
I'm afraid the only thing you're going to be fighting for some time, Bond, is HIV. Here's looking at you, kid, is why I'm in a Cambodian jail. Ah, Frodo, you're hurting me! When I said you should destroy the ring.
What a news reporter would never say.
Here on the streets, it seems that Britain is completely in the grip of gang culture. This is John Simpson for the ITN Massive! News just in. Go to a break, your wife's been hit by a truck. Even amidst the devastation of this earthquake, there are still stories of hope. I found a man's wallet. And I can't help thinking that if my country was gripped by famine, I'd just move.
Unlikely letters to be read out on Points of View.
Dear Points of View, I would like to complain about the weird voice you're reading out my letter in. I want to go down that road again. I've been knocking on doors in this constituency for weeks, and it's completely unconnected to the recent stranglings. If elected, living standards will go up. For me and my wife. I promise to bring crime in this constituency down by patrolling the streets at night dressed as a man leopard. I know nothing about politics, but I can crush a ripe pear between my buttocks.
Unnerving things to hear during a medical examination.
That's your smear test done, and I do have some bad news. I'm the janitor. Well, there's good news and bad news, but don't worry, I can give the good news to your widow. This is one of the healthiest x-rays I've ever seen. But if we compare that with yours... You have the body of someone half your age, growing inside your womb.
Things you're unlikely to hear on a quiz show.
Oh, and welcome to Ask the Family. Mr. Fritzel, where's the rest of them? I'm Anne Robinson, and if my Botox wears off, my face will turn into a scrotum. I'm Richard Whiteley. It's the banker. He says he's got your kids.
Things that would change the atmosphere at a dinner party.
Help yourself to Nibbles. He was our favourite hamster, but it's what he would have wanted. I hope nobody's allergic to nuts, because I like to rest mine on the table. There is a vegetarian option. You can fuck off.
Lines you wouldn't hear in a superhero movie.
To the Bat Caravan. No, they call me Catwoman because I can lick my own arse. You're trapped, Spider-Man, trapped in this enormous bath. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Whatever it is, it's heading straight for the World Trade Center. What's that, Joker? You'll be back. Somehow, I don't think you will be.
Unlikely letters for an agony aunt to receive.
I want to trace my father. Could you suggest a good marker pen? Dear bitch, I have trouble making friends. What are you going to do about it? My wife says that I'm a compulsive liar. I think she's jealous that my reggae duet with Rio Ferdinand has reached number one. My problem is that I can only ejaculate when I hear a buzzer.
At the end of that round, the points go to Frankie Hill and Gray.
Commercials that never made it to air.
Lidl's own brand shampoo, because you're worthless. Do your knickers feel uncomfortable on? Try Bacardi Breezer. I'm Fern Britton, and this machine took 2 stone off me. It's a bacon slicer. Are you thinking of drinking and driving? Remember, the M20 is surprisingly quiet on a Saturday night.
Bad things to hear on opening the door in the middle of the night.
I saw a peeping Tom in your garden, but I warned him. This is my patch. I'm afraid your husband's been murdered. Could I borrow a shovel?
Bad things to say at a job interview.
What can I bring to the job? A burning hatred of the West, a hook for a hand and a pilot's license. Yes, I've had a few changes of address. Wormwood Scrubs, Broadmoor, but for the last 3 months I've lived in your air conditioning. This job would be a great opportunity for me to steal a shitload of stationery. Sum myself up in 3 words. I suppose it would have to be killer alien vagina. Nine till five, my medication wears off at 3.
Things you wouldn't hear on Songs of Praise.
Hello, Canterbury, let's make some fucking noise! The parishioners will now go forward to receive communion, if they can get past Atlas and Predator. And we appear to have a streaker. No, one of the altar boys has escaped from the vestry. The next reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Jim'll Fix It.
Things you wouldn't hear at the Olympics.
The athletes will now go forward to receive their medals and complimentary prawn crackers. And that is a personal best, the first time I've managed to crack one off to the weightlifting. She's passed one, she's passed two. Paula Radcliffe is very ill indeed. To show you just how polluted this city is, the javelin has got stuck in the sky. And anyone who thinks that this opening ceremony is amazing has never been to Blackpool on ecstasy.
Lines you wouldn't hear in a war film.
We've managed to crack the Germans' code. Turns out they were sending messages in German. I can't feel my legs! That's because your arms have been blown off. Is anyone else embarrassed that we've all turned up in the same outfit? You've each been selected for this mission because you're unknown to the enemy and you each have a special skill. Professor Hawking, John Leslie, Phil Neville, the Wu-Tang Clan, Usher, the Sugar Puffs Monster, and Daniel Day-Lewis. Welcome to Operation Mindfuck!
Questions that were rejected from this year's exams.
By the year 2015, the population of the Earth will have increased by 20%. How do we find Kerry Katona and stop her? An object is travelling at 750 miles an hour, encounters resistance and slows to zero. For how many months will Richard Hammond have to wear nappies? Describe Uranus without telling your parents. If everybody in Class A is called Tom, Thomas or Tommy, and every second boy in Class B is called Tim, Timothy or Timmy, what the fuck is going on?
Lines you wouldn't hear in a costume drama.
The Zulus have us surrounded, sir. They're standing on the horizon waving their spears. Wait a minute. Those aren't spears. Next, pride and extreme prejudice. Where Elizabeth is surprised to hear Mr. Darcy's views on queers and Jews. I worked for the Duke of Wellington when he invented the Wellington boot, and the Earl of Sandwich when he invented the sandwich. But I suppose my happiest time was working for Lord Strap-on. Ah, the Duke! My daughter has been itching to meet you. Chlamydia!
Unlikely greetings cards.
Congratulations, you're 18 on a list of 20 people I'm going to kill. Congratulations on conquering your drug and alcohol dependency. We're having a party to celebrate, but you can't come. Thinking of you at this difficult time has given me an erection. Congratulations on passing your test. You have HIV.
Things you didn't hear at the Olympics.
I am the little girl from the opening ceremony. This is my real voice. Next, the rhythmic gymnastics. You might want to start beating out your own rhythm at home. Next, over to Gabby Logan, who's going to tell us whether or not she's a transvestite. Nobody can touch this Russian gymnast except her coach and her uncle. Chinese athlete with number 36 in his chest. That means he's a chicken chow mein. A surprise in the canoeing where the British athlete has gone missing.
Lines you wouldn't hear in a sci-fi film.
We've discovered an alien queen and she's laid enough eggs to take over the galaxy. This writing, it says, Katona. Use the force, Luke. I've run out of lubricant. The androids are going berserk, Captain. Let's try switching them off and then on again. Vader, you look like a big black dildo. It's not easy being a Vulcan, Captain. Due to my death grip, I can't masturbate. Captain, the ethereal sounds being made by this beautiful dying creature from another world is some funky shit!
Things you wouldn't hear on the radio.
In that episode of the Hugh Dennis story, Hugh Dennis was played by Bruce Willis, Steve Punt was played by Hugh Dennis, and the band was Shawaddy Waddy. Next, a book at bedtime. Martin Jarvis reads the speeches of Hitler in a high-pitched girl's voice. Here on Traffic Watch, we're predicting long delays on the M4, where I'm about to hit my ex-wife's car with this helicopter. Well, you've certainly stumped the Gardener's Question Time panel. None of us know how to bring a fox to orgasm. 6 a.m. Welcome to the breakfast show. Who's up at 6 a.m? My wife's leaving me. My dad didn't get up at 6 a.m. and he was a fucking minor.
Unlikely small ads.
Did you see a hit and run in the Cromwell Road on Tuesday night? Please get in touch, because I'm keen to silence any witnesses. Legs, bums and tums, wanted by cannibal. Are you an alcoholic? There's a sale on at Oddbins. Are you looking for a plumber who'll do a good job at a reasonable price? You've got no chance. Are you struggling to get out of the bath? It's pretty much game over for you, then.
Unlikely things to hear on Question Time.
I'm going to take a question from a black man without mentioning that he's black. The man in the red jumper, please. A good question there. Is the BBC dumbing down? What do you think, Barry Chuckle? Question time. Tonight we're in Norwich. Let's say hello to the audience. Look! Men from Magic Picture Box. Go speaky, speaky. If your dog isn't here, Mr. Blunkett, who's sniffing my balls? Is Britain becoming more misogynist? Let's ask this bitch.
Things you wouldn't hear in a travel documentary.
This man lives under a sheet of tarpaulin and has to walk for 3 hours every morning just to get a drink of muddy water. Nonetheless, he is happy to be mayor of Dundee. It's amazing to think that I'm the first white face these people have ever seen. And the last. On our third day of filming, an incredible discovery. Hippos are just men in costumes. Don't make the mistake I made. Nudists aren't welcome on every beach or at the local schools. After an arduous three-day bus journey, we finally reached the place Ryanair said we were flying to.
Unlikely lines from a TV detective show.
I cut myself on a glass in your bar. I'd throw that away if I were you. Because I'm Kachalski, the HIV-positive detective. So what can we tell from these bite marks on the breasts? We can tell that I shouldn't be left alone with a body. If you think it is murder on the Orient Express, you should try the shuttle between Glasgow and Edinburgh on Saturday night. Michael Jackson, we've been questioning you for days, and this is your defence? You blame it on the boogie?
Things you wouldn't hear from a weather forecaster.
Temperatures could rise to 31 degrees. Shit, I've left my baby in the car! A huge depression over Scotland, and now the weather. The outlook's bright for the weekend. I've got 3 grams of coke in my pocket and my wife's on holiday. This part of the country is going to stay hot and wet for quite some time because that's where my girlfriend lives. Oh, yeah. What do you care what the weather's going to be like? You look shit in all your clothes.
Deleted lines from Star Trek.
Scotty, that's the most convincing your accent has ever been. This is the Federation of Gay Planets. Open your docking bay and prepare to be boarded. Who are these terrifying aliens? You can't call them that anymore, Captain. It's Uhuru and Sulu. What's wrong, Captain Picard? What's wrong? I'm a serious Shakespearean actor, and I'm talking to the ambassador of the fucking worm people!
Unlikely things to hear on a survival show.
I was first taught to eat in the bush by a French girl I went out with at university. Using excrement, mud and twigs, they've made primitive bedding here at the Premier Travel Lodge. But who are the truly civilised? Is it the Mbupi tribe, or is it us with our books, our medicine and our internet? Oh, yes, it's us. The strong, powerful sun is making me sweat. Oh, shit, here comes his dad. I've just achieved my life's ambition of climbing Everest with no food and no equipment. Now do you love me, Daddy?
Unlikely things to read on a packet.
Ragu sauce. If you gave this to someone who is actually from Italy, they'd punch you in the face. Viagra are proud sponsors of Andy Murray for people who can only ever achieve a semi. Sunny Delight counts towards your 5 a day as minus two. Best before date, Rohypnol. We use only the very cheapest horse meat to make... Fuck it, it's just a cat.
Deleted lines from a fantasy film.
Ron had been suffering from swine flu and people were avoiding him. Luckily, he was ginger and he was used to it. My friends, we will never hear the word Mordor again. Taggart has been cancelled. We had only been there for a day, but to us it felt like 15 years. That's Birmingham. In the wardrobe, we found a magical compartment that led to the Fritzl family.
I'm not a dwarf, I'm a lesbian.
Things you don't want to hear from your flatmates.
That's my milk in the fridge. I squeeze it out of my tits with a vice. My last flat was just like Friends. Have you seen the one where Joey kills everybody? Well, if you don't think I'm a nosy bastard, why did you write that in your diary? I don't see why I should pay for half the loo roll when I never use any. Okay, there's one certain way to find out who ate my yogurt, an AIDS test.
Unlikely things to hear on a consumer programme.
I'm Adrian Childs, and I was shocked by the new Shrek film. I've not been paid for it, but I seem to be starring in it. Next, we speak to Barbara, who was devastated when she bought Daniel Bedingfield tickets that turned out to be genuine. Last week, we said that we were going to expose London's security scene. This week, we say, there's been a misunderstanding. Could I please have my kids back? Hi, I'm Nikki Campbell, and I've been ploughing through the usual five sacks of hate mail to find this letter complaining about washing powder. I'm Anne Robinson, and without plastic surgery, I'd look like E.T.'s balls.
Things a sports commentator would never say.
Jimmy White holding up the queue there as he collapses at the telenoid bins. It's the women's 100 metres final, and from left to right, it's no, no, yes, yeah. Maybe, from behind. Definitely not. Venus Williams has brought something different to the ladies' game. Male genitalia. And that bloody smear is the reason you don't see a lot of streakers in Formula One. Overpaid, overpaid, knocks it on to overrated. Overrated on to possible rapist, knocks it forward. Closet gay, goal!
Unlikely lines from a thriller.
Michael, Peter, David, Vladimir, I think we may have a spy in the organisation. The owner of this motel dresses up as his mother and stabs people. But the guidebook says it's still better than the Ibis. This is no ordinary pen, Bond. Turn it upside down, the woman's clothes drop off and you can see her tits. We need to find the third man. There's no way Amanda Holden will shag just two of us. I'd been a serial killer for 4 years, but they'd never given me a nickname. Then you bite one guy in the ass, and suddenly you're the butt muncher.
Bad things to say at a wedding.
When John went down on one knee, I wish I'd known that he was having a stroke. Now, it's my job to tell some amusing stories about Gavin. So, first of all, for a kick-off, he's a hermaphrodite. Now, Carol's family have always had their doubts about me. So, first of all, let me explain why I'm naked. To my new son-in-law, I would say this. You have released me. This monster is yours now. A traditional Norfolk wedding without a speech from the father of the bride and groom.
Bad things to hear at the psychiatrist's.
I don't want you to think of me as a psychiatrist. I want you to think of me as a mental patient who killed the psychiatrist before you got here. Well, you say that you're paranoid, but I have a report here that says you looked very relaxed in the bath this morning. You You've been coming here for 6 months to talk about your trust issues. Well, we've been filming you for Britain's Nuttiest Bastards. You have emotional problems and a below-average IQ. I'm prescribing Hollyoaks. Hypnosis could certainly help with your intimacy issues. While you were unconscious, I rested my nuts on your head.
On lighter things to hear in a TV talent show.
2007's winner Leon Jackson is still selling records in his Saturday job at HMV Paisley. Two crosses light up and the crowd cheers as Stavros Flatley are crucified in flames. What a hilarious singing dog Susan Boyle is. Susan Boyle is not related to me. None of my relatives will ever manage to chisel their way out of that cellar. Next on ITV4, it's ITV3's coverage of ITV2's making of documentary about the coverage on ITV4. That was a beautiful song until you fucking sang it.
Things you wouldn't want to hear at work.
It's not a photocopier, it's a shredder. And what have you done to your arse? Do you mind if I leave early? I've got to pick up the kids before their parents get there. Now, I want you all to put down those football bits that you've been sewing, because I've heard that it's somebody's very special 11th birthday. And we've got a photo of a cake. Panchawaho chungwa! Panchawaho! What do you mean it's not your turn to make the coffee? This is fucking Starbucks. I've always wanted to work in a library. If only I could read.
Unlikely things to hear on a property programme.
Next, Cash in the Attic. Tennis player Pat Cash has a nervous breakdown and decides to haunt his estranged family. This couple's grand design is to turn an abattoir into an old folks' home by changing the sign. You know I said those ghastly beams, what on earth are they for? It turns out they were for holding your house up. Even on a collapsing market, you can still make money from a flat like this. We invited three different estate agents to come and value it, then harvested their organs. Very spacious and with wonderful views, but this flat is in Dundee, so it might as well be built out of shit.
Rejected questions from this year's exams.
How many Pepper Army big boys could you feed to Victoria Beckham through a tube before she became visible to the human eye? There are six lines of equal length. How long will Kerry Katona be in the bathroom? Discuss the idea that Willy Wonka was a paedophile. There's a wedding where Jane invites 20 guests and her partner Helen invites 40 guests. How angry is God?
Unlikely things to hear on a TV business show.
OK, Dragons, I've developed a system that lets you get your own seat on the bus, and it involves talking slightly too loudly, then pissing yourself! Hello, and welcome to Working Lunch, a show for people who are so good at business, they're sat at home watching the TV in the middle of the fucking day. This week, the Dragons meet a retired Nigerian brigadier with an offer that sounds too good to be true. This week, the apprentices face their toughest task ever, selling the shite Sir Alan actually makes.
Bad things to hear from a tour guide.
Hello, my name's Janet, I'm your holiday rep, and basically, I'll be giving out morning after pills like they were Smarties.
A lot of you will be wondering why there are so many wonderful foreign treasures on display here at the British Museum. And the answer is quite simple, really. Gun beats spear. I know that a lot of you can't bear to leave Thailand, which is why I've hidden drugs randomly in your luggage. If you need anything, anything at all, I'll be under your bed. Okay.
Of course, you have to respect local customs. On the right-hand side, you'll see a woman being burnt at the stake. And on the left, Dundee Town Hall. An adult and two children is £10. But enough about my trip to Cambodia.
Unlikely things to hear on a breakfast show.
If the woman I picked up last night is watching, help yourself to cereal, but get out of the flat by the time I get home. Next, we speak to Fern Britton about having her stomach stapled, this time to an enormous chocolate cake. Welcome to Radio Tourette's, you shit monkeys. Later, Vanessa Feltz will be joining me on the settee and I'll be bouncing through the fucking ceiling.
Lines you wouldn't hear in a horror movie.
Get out of the water, quick!
Is it a shark?
It's Barrymore!
I am from Transylvania and I will suck you dry.
Oh, yes? And what about your cheeky sister?
As a vampire, I cannot bear direct sunlight, which is why I moved to Scotland. But now I can't find any virgins!
This potion that turns you from Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde, it looks a lot like six cans of Stella.
Unlikely things to hear on a children's TV programme.
This drawing has been sent in by Robert, age 9. That's a shit drawing, Robert. They're children your age in China who can make shoes. There's a rumour that the Teletubbies have been infiltrated by Al-Qaeda. Have you, Tinky Winky? Have you, Dipsy? Rashid?
Flubber-dubber-dubber-dub, said Ben, because he'd had a stroke.
Next up, Sharpie and Ryan take their audition failure very badly in Columbine High School Musical.